This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Mitch Tunk.
And I'm Bonnie North. The dangers posed by lead in water pipes have gotten loads of attention, starting in Flint, Michigan, and later here in Wisconsin. In fact, last week, the Milwaukee Health Department sounded the alarm, its words, that no level of lead in water is safe.
Tens of thousands of the city's older homes have lead lateral pipes connecting them to water mains. Milwaukee has recommended those property owners use water filters while the city considers longer-term solutions. But what about communities outside of Milwaukee? Lake Effect Susan Bentz is with us for her regular Beats Me segment. Hello, Susan.
Hello, Mitch.
So this is a question that's on the mind of a listener from Wauwatosa who wanted to remain anonymous. I live in Tosa, so I'll act as a proxy here. What about lead levels in Wauwatosa? Does that city have a plan for dealing with its old laterals?
It's a good question. So I headed to City Hall in search of answers, where I met
David Simpson, the Director of Public Works here for the City of Wauwatosa.
The lead laterals are the pipes that deliver water from the main to homes and businesses. A maze of about 15,000 laterals are at work underground in Wauwatosa. About 10,000 are made of lead. Simpson says Wauwatosa recently changed its policy surrounding pipes that leak or break.
What we do right now is we replace the entire city side. So if we have a break on the city-owned lateral, we'll go in and replace the entire city-owned side.
Simpson says before that, city crews simply repaired the break.
Put the patch on and walked away.
Simpson says he, like water utility managers around the country, realized additional measures were necessary.
When we disrupt that lead lateral by doing some type of construction, it does potentially elevate that lead in the water. So what we decided to do as a policy was replace that entire city-owned side at that point.
Now when crews set to work, Wauwatosa offers households connected to the water line a pitcher designed to filter out lead, and Simpson says.
Explain to them why that's important to use for 30 to 60 days so that phosphate coating can reestablish. And what we're seeing is usually in that 30 to 45 days that phosphate coating seems to be reestablishing itself. And the lead levels in the water are going back to original levels in around 60 days. Mm-hmm. So we feel comfortable that if people are using that lead filter for that 60-day window, that they'll get back to those original levels.
If I were a homeowner in Wauwatosa and I had a break or rupture on my side, what happens?
So we don't have anything in place currently on the private side. So you would decide whether it's important to you to patch or not to patch, mm-hmm. Or to replace the whole thing.
Simpson says the length of the pipe and therefore the cost for the resident to replace it can vary dramatically.
So someone's lateral on the city side could be as short as a foot, could be as long as 60 feet or more. It really just depends on that layout of that water main and where it's located.
Wauwatosa is exploring options to remove the lead threat that could be less expensive for both homeowners and the city. For instance, lining lead pipes rather than replacing them.
It's a material similar to like your plastic water bottles. You slide that in, it's small, and then pump hot water through it expands, and it essentially forms itself to that lead lateral, essentially creating a barrier. So there's no lead touching the water anymore.
Last year, a contractor lined the pipe hooked up to one Wauwatosa home. Simpson considers it a successful pilot.
We did some pre-testing of the home's water, and we did some post-testing. So we did some sampling right after the lining went in, and then we did, I think, a week after, and then a month after.
Simpson cannot yet pin down a date when Wauwatosa will come up with a master plan for solving its lead lateral situation. For now.
From the water utility side of things, we have just a frequently asked questions sheet that talks about lead that we offer to homeowners, and if they have questions, Melissa might be better able to talk about.
He means Melissa Weiss, Director of Administrative Services for the City of Wauwatosa. She says its health department reports well under 1% of young children tested in Wauwatosa have elevated blood lead levels, and the percentage is dropping.
In 2014, that number was 0.69, so over the past several years, we have decreased by 50%.
In addition, Weiss says the health department is developing a community health improvement plan, of which lead is a component.
And so they will be working on a comprehensive lead communication to share with our community what they can do. But that will be more than lead in water. It would also be lead paint and the other sources of lead that we would think about here in Wauwatosa.
But while about two-thirds of Wauwatosa's laterals are lead, it isn't the only suburban community dealing with lead concerns. In fact, the vast majority of homes in Shorewood have lead laterals. The village offers a zero-interest loan to encourage residents to replace their side of the lateral as the village replaces its pipes. So far, there haven't been very many takers. West Allis, with 10,000 lead lines, has been replacing the private side on a voluntary basis for the last 2 years, 175 in 2017, with 305 slated for this year.
So, Susan, I gather you also traveled further afield as well to another community dealing with some of these same issues?
That's right. Tomorrow on Morning Edition, we'll travel to Kenosha, where the water utility director hopes to have trouble keeping up with homeowners clamoring to replace their lead pipes.
All right, we will be listening. Thank you very much, Susan.
Thank you, Mitch.
Susan Benz is WUWM's environmental reporter. You can ask questions and suggest interview topics for her Beats Me segments at WUWM.com.